Hello, everybody. It's Monday, and my voice might be too loud. And if so, I'm sorry that you're deaf.
Your voice is never too loud. Apparently, I just talk louder than you all the time.
Huh.
I believe it's directly linked to penis size.
Really?
Voice volume.
Really? Yeah. In inversely?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, your penis might be inverted, but mine is definitely not.
You know, if God made us that way, we'd constantly be peeing in our faces.
You know what's a good way to get pissed off at the world? Watch Goonies on network TV.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's a good way to make yourself happy, though? Just watch it with the commentary on.
Still haven't done that.
yeah. Anything exciting happened since the last time we were on the radio there? Mr. Skizzle?
Kizzle? Well, we went to the lake yesterday, which was lovely. So we spent 5 hours on the lake, came home, immediately fell asleep at 7 o'clock, and didn't wake up until midnight, and then stayed up from midnight to 3, and then slept from 3 to 11.
Huh.
So, I think I got all of the sleep that you didn't.
Yeah, I got into playing this, like, I started playing this game yesterday that I forgot that I bought. Rise of Legends. That's the like fantasy version of Rise of Nations that just came out, and it's so friggin' cool. It's just it's a tremendous amount of fun. It's like a steampunk real-time strategy.
Sounds kind of groovy.
And, yeah, so I got into that and had to play through the entire campaign. And then it was, like, 7 in the morning, the entire first campaign. So it was 7 in the morning, and then I went to sleep and then got up at, like, 9:30 for God knows what reason. And now I'm awake. But just barely. I missed the lake, but I was sleeping during most of it. And, yeah, anything that requires me to get up at 8 and then be outside all day, probably just not going to happen. I like my cancer-free skin.
I think what we'll do next time is we'll like drug you to make your sleep a little bit deeper and just drive out there with you and like put you on the boat, and then when
in
you wake up, you'll already be in, you know, on the lake.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. You put some sedatives in my milk.
Yep.
I love milk. I don't trust you, but I trust milk.
And then you'll drag him into the box for 72 hours.
I don't want to be in a box.
You'll go back in the box.
Please let me out of the box. yeah. So I was trying to think if I saw. I was thinking that I saw a movie, but I don't think I saw a movie.
No, we talked about X3 last night.
X3. I don't know. I've apparently been thinking about Basquiat a lot because I've been talking like David Bowie and Basquiat to Amplitude, who's visiting. yeah. Some people are reporting some buffering issues, but I'm not seeing any problems on this end. I'm hoping that everybody is okay. So they're it turns out they're fixing the forum server earlier. So what happened apparently was that one of the box that used to be the forum server had a bad stick of RAM in it, and so when they turned it off, it wouldn't post when it came back up. So on Monday, that happened Friday night. I do not understand for the life of me why they decided to do this whole power cycle thing in the middle of the night on a Friday, when anything that did go wrong would just be wrong for 2 entire days before anybody got to it. A little irritating. But anyway, the integration company guy took the box to the manufacturer today. They replaced the RAM, and so in like 15 minutes, theoretically, the forums and images will go down while they put those hard drives back in the old box and bring WWW5 back up, which should help with some of this lag. I'm also supposedly, by the end of tomorrow, getting quotes on adding 3 or 4 new web servers, which should further alleviate any slowness or lack of fastitude. So that's exciting stuff. That's wild, weird stuff. Spent some time on the phone with PayPal's fraud department today, because you know who you are. Yeah, probably not. Haha. Fraud never pays. Cheaters never prosper. Well, except for a while before they get caught. But, you know.
Cheaters who get caught never prosper.
That's true. My mother did tell me to pick the best one, and he was not it. You know, there's questions to Radio Bugbear, I suppose. I learned how to log into the radio site today and confirm my shifts. That was pretty fun. let's see. Meow says, play something Led Zeppelin, please. No. I don't like Led Zeppelin.
Maybe we could just sing a little Led Zeppelin. We could do Stairway to Heaven as a round.
I don't think that works as a round.
Anything works as a round as long as you don't care if it sounds awful.
I guess that's true. SmackFrell says, this is for Monday's show. Just wanted to add a shout-out to Mr. Skullhead for his contribution to the new content. I overlooked him in my thread post on Thursday. Sorry.
Dude, I was totally joking with you about being all offended and up in arms about
Dude,
that.
Whatever.
It's
he
okay.
Was crying.
And you were crying after I kicked you in the nuts. That one time.
Because you're my friend and you betrayed me.
It would only be betrayal if you weren't expecting me to occasionally kick
you. I guess that's true, yeah. someone else says, can a doppelshifter turn into a badger and give you a mushroom? And if it can, does it follow the five-a-day rule? If it did, it would follow the five-a-day rule. But right now, the doppelshifter is set up so that whenever we add familiars, we have to specifically opt new familiars into the doppelshifter rotation. And I don't know that we've actually spent enough time talking about it to decide whether we were going to do it. I think that would be a neat way of getting some more of those out there, because it's pretty hard to do on purpose. I would actually go so far as to say that it is so hard to do it on purpose that it is impossible to do it on purpose.
Yeah, but, indeed.
Ron says, what happened to the message about your groovy Mr. A waiting in the picture of the Mr. A when you donated? That should still be there.
Everyone donate real quick and then tell us.
Yeah. Just check. And actually, you know what? You only get that picture if you donate at least $100,000.
Yeah. That's part of the premium content, is that picture.
Yeah, it's great. Fred Levi says, are you still considering Familiar Corps? It sounds neat. You could leave your familiars in Valhalla and could experience getting them all over again. It sounds fun. Familiar Corps rewards could be familiar equipment. The OxyCore one could give you equipment that doubles familiar growth rate. We are doing something like that as part of the NS13 rollout, and it's going to be more than just Familiar Corps. It's going to be super cool core. It's going to be awesome core. Fred Levi says, the Mr. Exploiter should let you cast the frown of Mr. E that changes a person's avatar to a frowny stick figure for 40 turns. That's kind of funny. Although everyone would just be like, I can't believe you're letting other people ruin my gameplay experience, even though I didn't break my hippie stone. You guys are jerks, and you don't care about drama.
The black man. What we should do is allow you to cast the frown of Mr. E, which is just the inverse of a smile of Mr. E.
Yeah, like negative 15 stats. It gives you a box of dog shit instead of a box of sunshine.
I opened this box of dog shit because they said it had 12 Mr. Accessories in it. Now I have this effect.
Ricegar says, a word acceptable in Scrabble, Q-A-T. It's a plant. No, it's a misspelling of oat. Ron says, if you had 6 animals in your inventory, the cartilage should turn them into corpses, and their corpses could do something nifty. That would be kind of funny. Like, if you happen to have 6 leprechauns, and you use the beer cartilage, you just get, like, a 6-pack of dead leprechauns.
What do corpses do that's nifty, besides not move when you have sex with them?
Oh.
I've heard in books and stories.
Fred Levi says, what's the draw of Miz accessory? Who trades their item for the same item but without the ability to trade it in for other items? Can you equip it in hardcore or something? No, I don't know what the draw is. People just asked for it, so I gave it to them. And I was like, why would you want this? And they were like, I don't know. And they were like, make it tradable in Mr. Store. And I'm like, no.
Nah.
So, yeah. Ron asks, who the hell uses Visine except druggies? Ben Stein. No, he's a druggie.
Yeah, Ben Stein is definitely druggy.
Like California.
Yeah. The one time that I saw Ben Stein, I was hanging out with him and he wasn't high. He was just like, hey, what's going on, guys? Like, he actually did the voice for all the Micro Machines commercials before he started smoking dope.
That's weird. He looked totally different.
Yeah.
He had, like, a mustache.
That's what marijuana will do to you, kids. It'll make your mustache fall off.
Wow. And it makes you grow some of your hair back.
And slow down a lot.
But not all of it.
Yep.
Walla Walla 23 says, Dear JNS, can you make it so clan pages, the ones everyone sees, have a link back to the clan recruiter? I started doing this thing where show clan would link you back to wherever you came in from, I think, and then I lost interest halfway through, which I should probably... Yeah, I don't know. It was... I don't know. I don't know, dude. Black Hat Luck says, okay, we have another mushroom, but no new mushroom wine. Suggestion, the wine does nothing different but give 5 adventures, 5 drunkenness, and 5 adventures of half astral. No stat gain. I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I don't... Maybe Riff will come up with something one of these days. Ripple. Half astral... astral mushroom wine. It could be, like the Jeremiah the Bullfrog's wine.
It's this bullfrog shows up and goes, "How big are some bigger dollars to grow like that?" You can't understand a word he says, but the wine, decent.
That was a fantastic impression of a bullfrog that you can't understand anything that he says. I actually thought you were imitating somebody or something, but wow, that was.
I was imitating this one bullfrog that I met this one time.
Well, just how'd you know his name if you couldn't understand?
Well, I guess that would be a single thing then.
Slam stiff slot says. Only a masochist would want to go back into that irradiated hellhole this many times. You're not a masochist, are you? Yes, I am. Now let me get irradiated again, please. No, you can't get close anymore. Bunny Pandler says, I don't understand the enjoy the sauce reference. I looked all over the internet. I'm only 14, so don't hit me. Yeah, you can go to sc2.sourceforge.net to get the new version of the game that it's referenced to, or you can do a search for the pages of Now and Forever, or just do a search for, like, Star Control 2. But it's a reference to this one race of aliens called the Oars, O-R-Z, and also O-A-R-S, but not really O-A-R-S, just O-R-Z. The Gunrun says, hey guys, do you have any advice on talking to your girlfriend's parents for the first time? Don't do it.
Yeah, if you're meeting her parents, then that's just going to lead to marriage and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Talking to my girlfriend's parents for the first time is really easy because they're kind of the exact opposite of my parents. So, you know, having to
like
watch...
her mom is male and her dad is female?
Yep. But, you know, having to watch everything I say around my parents to make sure I don't say anything offensive from that to... being able to say anything that pops into my head. Yeah, that's pretty easy.
I've always had relatively little contact and, I don't know, relatively uninteresting contact with ladies' parents. Bahu says, since you ignored my question about rogue AIs last week, could you at least give the DOD a roguelike AI? Admittedly, it'd be too busy getting killed by soldier ants to be a threat. I don't get it.
What the hell is he talking about?
Like a rogue AI. I mean, you know, like an AI that goes, it's gone rogue. They always say that in the preview. It's gone rogue.
I think it means an AI with like a white streak through its hair.
Or maybe with very red cheeks.
No, that would be a rouge-like AI.
We never said... I feel like we should put the Nobgoblin Rogue that drops Nobgoblin Rouge in the something.
Yeah, I like the description for that is just, what would a big old Nobgoblin be doing with this? Maybe it's just a typo. Yeah, that's content that maybe someday y'all will get to see.
No, I will, yeah. Even, you know, we're going to put all that in the game eventually anyway, even if the card game never materializes. Present says, now that the Kingdom has its very own radioactive crater, it's high time we had some Fallout 2 related content added to the game. I eventually want to do a post-apocalyptic comedy RPG. Post-apoplectic. I'll be like,
the apoplectic apocalypse.
That was my impression of apoplexy.
So apoplexy makes you constipated.
Well, I mean,
I'm so angry I can't get anything out of my butt.
Wait, like, I'm angry because I can't get anything out of my butt, or
yeah, you're
I can't get anything out of my butt
that.
Because I'm so angry. I'm so angry I can't see straight. That would make me angry, too. Fineldar says, why not make a zone with everything depending on color, but the players still see black and white? Yeah, Summer Rift's new content has a color puzzle. This guy, yeah. Damn it. Stuffy91 says, if you, Jick, or Scully ever created an outfit with the release of the Astral Badger, it'd increase the price of Astral Badger tremendously. I don't... If you mean the Cerebral stuff, we probably will eventually make that into an outfit.
Outfit.
O'Daly says, so is any of the new Shroom content inspired by or less than fictional things you may have abused your brain stems with? The adventures and weird imagery in them, I mean, specifically? I've never actually done any mushrooms or any hallucinogens.
I have, but no.
It was all just pretty much like...
standard druggy stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, the kind of things that you would see in The Simpsons when they were on drugs or whatever.
I like Trainspotting and just bands that have been historically associated with psychedelia. You know, like Styx, those giant druggies.
I never really thought of Led Zeppelin as being like a drug band. But I guess...
yeah.
I should have known. I mean, my mom listened to Led Zeppelin.
The one time that I actually took mushrooms and listened to Led Zeppelin, it was really, really good, which leads me to believe that that's the only circumstance under which anyone should listen to Led Zeppelin.
You know, I kind of just have zero opinion about Led. Like, they're one of those things like Pink Floyd that I just don't care about. I feel like it's just, I don't know, maybe a little boring. Tangerine is a good song, but... There are, you know, some, whatever. I don't know what the Rain song is. Amplitude's all talking about stuff. Bunya Bandler says, is the drop rate of astral mushrooms dependent on the badger's weight? No, I don't believe it is dependent on the... I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's a spoiler.
Yeah. I was going to actually say, but no, I won't.
I mean, it's not, is it?
No.
Yeah, just so.
The damage is based on the weight.
Bunya Bandler says, can you, Jake, actually play the accordion, or is your player pick all the pack of lies? It's, man, Phil Collins. not so much. I mean, you know, I can play some chord.
You can play the riff from Particle Man, can't you?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried.
I mean,
I can play the piano
sure
a little bit, and I kind of understand how chords work from playing the guitar, so I mean, I can sort of fake it a little bit on the accordion. I mean, I would say that I am by no means proficient at any instrument, but I can fuck around with an accordion slightly better than I can fuck around with a harmonica, slightly worse than a guitar, which is slightly worse than a piano.
The funny thing is, you're better than I am at playing all of those.
What?
I'm not
better at playing the guitar than you anymore.
Yeah, you can play like blues licks and stuff, and I can play block chords, and that's about it.
Butt chords.
Block chords.
What are butt chords?
If you keep confusing the words butt and block, you're never playing with my Legos again.
Huh. Beavis and Blockhead, the weird Charlie Brown crossover. stop cock butting me. Yeah.
Okay.
Scat says, is the drawing for the gingham blouse upside down?
Okay, I'm looking at it and I don't understand why he would think it's upside down.
Huh.
Oh, I guess the sleeves would look like the straps of a low-cut tank top if it were upside down. No, it's just a shirt with long sleeves. Right?
Oh, right. Yeah. It is. Just a shirt with long sleeves. Maybe that wasn't the ideal thing. Although, I guess it does kind of look like an upside-down tank top. That isn't the kind of thing that would happen, though. Like, yeah. I wouldn't just accidentally draw a picture upside down. Like,
well, actually, yeah, we put all of the pictures in upside down, and then we convert them, we bash convert them. So we might have forgotten to do it on that one.
Yeah. You have to scan them upside down because your eyes correct
them. Yeah, so something's wrong with your eyes.
A Naked Juice says, thank you for the creep show references at the new beach area. This game needs more Stephen King. Bell. King Bell.
What?
I think he said more cowbell, more Stephen King.
Uh-oh.
What was the creep show reference? I think I missed that day. Somebody, did you see Ted Danson buried up to his neck or something? I don't... Wow, really? Maybe there was no creep show reference. There are a bunch of other Stephen King references.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of gunslinger stuff, and there's some It stuff.
Is there some It stuff?
Yeah, with the clowns.
Yeah.
You spray your inhaler in its face and tell him it's battery acid.
Bahu says, change turns spent stargazing to turns wasted stargazing in the lame memorial, just to rub it in. No, because you got your ice cream. You know.
And you don't got none.
Ron says, how the hell do you code like that? I look at your source, it gives me a headache just looking at it. See, when we look at it, it's not all on one line like that. It's because most of the HTML is just generated by PHP echo statements. And so actually trying to read the source is going to be awful. Presumably unless you run it through some kind of auto indenter or cleanup kind of thing. Sometimes there'll be like a block of HTML code in between this weird thing that Boozer used to do with like echo and then three less than signs or something. Echo into EOF or something. Anyway, yeah, but there, yeah, it's, we don't actually develop it like that. That's just what it looks like by the time you see the HTML source. Yeah, it does. We don't have to pay for all that white space to be transmitted. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be some form of Invader Zim reference? I don't know anything about Invader Zim.
I've watched about half a season, and I made the mistake of watching it all in one day, like consecutively, and it got a little tedious.
I couldn't tell when I started watching it in my DVD. I bought the first season on DVD because I was told, you'll love this. It's the greatest thing ever. You'll love it. I bought it, and I just kind of watched for a while, but I couldn't tell when the first episode ended. And I was like, I guess I'm just going to have to stop at some arbitrary point watching this, and then I just never picked it up again. Yeah. Riff knows about Invader Zim. I'm seeing all kinds of shirts with stuff that I think is Invader Zim stuff on it. But maybe there seems to be some Hot Topic awareness of Invader Zim that's been resurged. 001 says, a few dozen JNS shows ago, you hated Firefox and all that it stands for. And now look at you, upgrading it and installing new extensions. One of us. Oh, but I was just installing the extensions to make myself look pretty. Oh, wait, you meant Firefox extensions, not hair extensions. You know, I like the tabs now, I guess. Yeah, I know. But I forget what made me do it. I got a new computer. Yeah, and that was the other thing. When I got my Mac laptop, I was using it on the Mac, and I kind of got used to the tabs. And then my fucking Mac broke for months because of their retarded way that you have to get things fixed. I hate Apple now, especially because they sold me a computer that was just a total piece of shit. I sent it in, they replaced every part of it, and a lot of the times now, it just won't fucking turn on. And that's really aggravating. And then like 6 hours later, it's fine. It's totally unreliable.
Okay, so I looked at the references for the Grim Grimacite site that are on the KOL wiki, and it says all of the adventures taken here are pretty much an exact spinoff of the Lonesome Death of Geordie Verrill story from the movie, which is kind of funny because they're all written by Riff, who hasn't seen it.
That's weird.
The Lonesome Death of Geordie Verrill is the one where Stephen King plays this dumb hick who gets a little piece of meteorite lodged in him and starts growing like a tree. Then, you know, like growing vines and shit all over him. That's kind of groovy. I mean, the first Creepshow is not particularly scary, but it's fun to watch, and the second one is far too scary and not as much fun.
That's really weird because the sand being fused into green glass and the rock, it's okay. I mean, I guess his skin starting to itch is an almost blatant reference to the movie Creepshow. That was and just entirely accidental. The glass is a reference to the Trinity site fusing all the sand around where they blew that bomb up into green glass. Yeah, so that was reaching. That was reaching.
That's ponderous, man. No, we can say fucking on the radio.
The Gun Run says, Jick, if you were forced to shoot one of the dev team with a gun, who would you choose? I would shoot Hot Stuff with some kind of gun that made him funnier.
Oh. You know, it's sad, but of the people in this room, if we had to lose one, I would probably be the candidate. If we were, like, all on a boat, we're like, well, let's see, Riff can write pretty well, and he's got the whole puzzle thing going on. Jim can code. I'm Jake. Let's all eat Scully.
I've seen you guys for
yeah, but then nothing would ever get written again, because I don't like writing code anymore. RoboCatholic says, how much money would I have to pay you to sell me all the rights to KOL? $100 billion.
See, I would, talk to me. I'd do it for $100 million.
The Gun Run says, what is the best way to tell your Asian parents that you're going out with a white girl?
wow.
Say, hello, mom and dad. I'm going out with a white girl. That's how I would do it. I'm sorry, The Gun Run.
Well, what you do is you poke their eyes out, and then you just pretend that she's Asian.
Wait.
Then you don't have to tell
you
them.
I see, you just blind them?
Yeah. Or just only make sure they only see her in the dark. And what? Make sure she says, you love me long time a lot.
Oh.
Now we're back in
the room here. Yeah. Man, one of the funniest things I ever saw on television was on an episode of Drawn Together, the Spanky Ham character is all excited because he gets to take it's always been his dream to take an Asian into for his driver's test. And so he takes in the Asian character and then says, after narrowly passing the eye exam, and they don't even like pause. It's just like they're just not expecting anybody to notice the joke, and it's the funniest joke in the entire episode. Yeah. Looks like we've got Dub 5 back up and everything, and alright, so maybe now, I wonder if it would make sense to point everybody.
No,
I guess only a couple hours to roll over, it'll work itself out. RoboCatholic says, if you could rewrite the movie Remember the Titans, what would you change? I've never seen that movie.
I can't remember anything about it. Oh, no, it's that one movie where there's the kind of mismatched sports team and, you know, everyone kind of hates them and is down on them, and the coach is really inspirational, but then he starts to lose hope, and then at the end, the team, like, pulls together and wins the big game.
Yeah, using some trick move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it were me, I would have changed it from football to field hockey, probably.
What's
or maybe Hacky Sack or Ultimate Frisbee, because there have not been enough sports movies featuring hippie sports.
What's field hockey?
It's like hockey, but played on grass with a ball instead of a puck.
Huh.
Yeah, instead of a puck, it's girls in skirts.
Wow.
It does just kind of look like
that sounds like
beating.
Your kind of game. Like, there's a bunch of hippies running around spanking schoolgirls. That should
be anybody's kind of game.
You know.
All right, I really have to go pee. I know we're not anywhere near music time, so I'm just going to get up and pee. So,
NovaKnight21 asks, why wasn't the Brotherhood of the Smackdown affected by the comet? Well, Mr. Skullhead pees. I'm going to explain something to you.
They don't mind being flooded.
Thing is, you're actually in the views of the right and left sides of the track, it's actually isometric. And the thing is that the second row of buildings is just much larger and really far away from the first row, and the third row at the top is even larger. I mean, which is why, I mean, the comet was friggin' huge, right? And imagine how big Hanks has to be for all that stuff. And the Untinker's giant cottage, or what else? What's on the other side of that? No, it's gigantic. No, yeah, it is. It's the Untinker's giant cottage. Each of those stones that makes up the Untinker's cottage is like the size of the Cannon Museum. It's just the perspective. fucking it up. Yes, crazy shit, man. So yeah, the Hanks was the only thing even remotely close to the observatory. Prince Dwai says, "Where are the goddamned analogies in the literacy test? You haven't found them? You didn't actually pass the super secret ultra literacy test then." The gun run, I'm not talking about any of my first sexual experiences with you anymore, or my favorite Asian actor sexual experiences.
Who was the first Asian actor you ever boned?
Oh, boy. Southwest says, "Hey guys, I was pleased to see the trivial update regarding the Mimic. My question is, if you lost before the change and haven't ascended since, are you still given a second chance?" I don't know.
Repeat the question.
If you lost to the Mimic like 6 months ago and haven't ascended, would it give you a second chance now? It would not? Okay. So, sorry, you have to ascend. Antipode says, "Would it be possible to have an option to change the gender of familiars?" No, because so much of the writing, which we don't want to write two versions of, relies on specific types of familiars being specific genders. So, I mean, there are no female leprechauns. They'd be like a leprechaunina or a leprechaundalisa. I'm also supposed to ask Antipode how the Red Sox are doing, because... Is Antipode a guy?
Yes.
So it was obviously somebody that Amplitude had sex with and loaned him a pair of red socks to clean up with afterwards. And
well, it's handy because it hides the blood.
Oh, man, that was pretty foul. Kirion says, "Hiya, Jake and Company. Does someone at Asymmetric Publications have a vendetta against Hank or something?" Yeah. That jerk. Waterboo says, "Why do Disco Bandits get a bonus from the Diamond-Studded Cane when there are no similar things for other classes other than the epic weapons?"
Because life's not fair, motherfucker.
Because I wrote that code and then used it once, just like almost all of the features in the game. I don't know. Waterboo says, "Someone tells me that you plan on making post-quest dictionaries into quest items, too." I don't know, maybe. It depends. We'll have to see about that whole auto sell value thing. Yep. Because they would become the only thing you could pull in softcore that would auto sell for more than 1,000. We could just make it so, I don't know, you could not actually auto sell it, but you would somehow, like, somebody in town would offer you that much meat for it. But, I mean, then there'd have to be some way to prevent you from pulling it. So, I don't know. I mean, people like to collect the dictionaries, I guess. I don't know. We'll figure it out. You know, we did the thing. Gorblack says, "Look at the White Snake's fight text. Now look at the Octorok's fight text. Why use the same joke twice?"
Stop telling me what to do. Now look at the White Snake's fight text again. Now look at the Octorok again. I frequently use the same joke several times in monster attack texts. Especially the Rocky Like a Hurricane joke, which I also use in The Sorceress, because it's just fucking funny.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there are 300-plus monsters in the game, and they have anywhere between 2 and 6 attack and miss texts. It seems like there is inevitably going to be a little overlap.
Ashlyn says, "We need licorice in the game so I can make a licorice whip. Licorice whip gonna whip your ass." And my wife would be happy for the Red Hot Chili Peppers reference. That's why I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, he doesn't like to make his wife happy.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Oh, dude. That was uncalled for.
Sorry, mom, I was thinking of making your mom joke.
Now I'm gonna have to beat your ass.
You're gonna have to try.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, so far there's been something in the game that references each of the dev team except for Xenophobe. Will there be or is there already that references Xenophobe? We should make an arcade where you can go play Xenophobe and then you get frustrated because the NES port was so terrible." Yeah. Yeah. Uber Wookie says, how come there's no Spookonomicron for spooky spellbookness, Nudie or Pinup Mag for sleeves damage, or Odorous Encyclopedia for stench damage bonus in the Chef Magi shop? Because we didn't want there to be.
Nah.
Naked Jew asks for the examine item magnifying glass thing in the clan stash, which that should happen at some point. We'll figure out how to make it not look goofy, which I think is the main reason it's not there. Ricker Scott says, for the Three Amigos trophy, which legend corresponds to Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and Martin Short? Actually, I think Chevy Chase changed his name to Short Steve in that movie, so they could be Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Short Steve.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if there was a guy named Short Steve. You know, there were two guys named Steve, and one of them was Short Steve, and one of them was Stupid Steve. I don't know which one. Martin Short would be the one that I like the least. Mr. Ensberger 91 says, I have connections timing out. Are there more people playing or just something wrong with the servers where they take too long? Well, both, actually. There are more people playing lately, and one of the servers was down for a couple days. And that's fixed now. Like I said, we're buying some more surfers. Some silver surfers. Ron says, when an account gets disabled and it has neato items on it, you should auction them off, like in Monopoly. Then you could sell the auction meat on eBay and buy another golden Ferrari with the funds. Yeah, I'd like to sell meat on eBay to make money for myself. That's
so my turf.
Istanbul says, any plans for new content for 6606 aside from the development of the Grimmicide situation? Probably not. We're not really Satanists so much.
Yeah. I mean, Satan's cool, but and we acknowledge that worshiping him makes you cooler. But we don't do it ourselves. Archangelic says, we all know you're Gaiman fans, but have you ever seen the 1996 BBC adaptation of Neverwhere? If so, what did you think of it? It hasn't come out on R2 DVD yet, but it is on R1. It hasn't come out on D2 DVD either. Which
yeah, R2 sucks. DVD was my favorite astromech droid.
But yeah, I've seen that. It was... I actually thought it was pretty good. I mean, allowing for the budget and the fact that they shoot on video, which kind of makes everything look like a soap opera. But, I thought it was actually more entertaining than reading the book. Because thus far, I haven't been a big fan of that book.
Yeah, I don't... Are you in the middle of reading it or something?
No, that was just a really weird way for me to say that's pretty much my least favorite game and book.
Yeah, I would.
It just
although
didn't really grab me. Yeah.
I don't. But I would say game. That I like Neverwhere better than I like Good Omens, but that's I don't know. I feel like Neverwhere was a better story than Good Omens. Good Omens was slightly more well written. Weller written. I like the story in Neverwhere, and it should have been good. It just wasn't, to me.
Have you seen the BBC adaptation?
I have not. I what I wanted to get was the comic that they did here and recently, but I can't find number one, which always happens to me. What I need to do is set up a box at the comic shop so that I'm like forced to go to the comic shop every couple weeks so that I can actually see stuff when it comes out. The new, there's a Tron comic that they're doing now, which, based on the first issue, is really fucking cool.
Huh.
I like it a lot. Archangel Luck also says, loving the new Astral Badger, but was thinking, bearing in mind the context of it in the Badger Daily Dungeon Adventure, shouldn't you get past it automatically if you have it equipped? And what about the Trouser Snake? Shouldn't it, when confronted with an Ogg snake of such proportions, be terrified into uselessness? How do you know it's not?
Well, probably because it acts.
It's not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Archangel UK also says, now that the moon situation is sorted and we're already in June, are there any plans in the works to finally do a KOL calendar for us to buy for next year? If not, why goddamn not? Oh, I don't know.
There are plans to do that every single year. And every single year thus far, we've fucked it up.
Yeah.
They're actually fucked around and not done it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we always think about doing stuff at the end of the year, and then the end of the year always, like, December is just kind of useless. Everybody's out of town. Everybody's gone. Everybody's drunk. I'm drunk. Now, not in December. Everybody, yeah, everybody's drunk. Gorblax asks why the Hamburglar looks so blurry on certain servers. I don't know what that doesn't really make any sense. The web server shouldn't make any difference at all. Yeah, the image is always in the same place, no matter what. I was reading the Wikipedia entry about Goetze earlier. It's interesting. Ask your doctor about Levitra, says. that's a funny name for a cat. Can you make it so that you can add items to your store from storage? No, sorry. We don't want anything other than... No, wait. What? People are asking, okay, this is a different question. Maybe it's not. Anyway, we don't want anything moving items in and out of Hanks except ascending and pulls. The Tort of Leany says, don't you think the skate gnomes should drop knee pads? They'd probably increase the effectiveness of knee butting. They'd probably also increase opportunities for immature jokes. Yeah. Skullcracker13 says, I wanted to say hello to you and you lovely internet radio station.
Well, hello.
I am a very lovely internet radio station. Bulletproof says, KOLCon 4, Jick. That's when you will get pied in the face by a monkey.
Sure.
Redundant Swami says, Jick, are you supposed to be able to drink ice steins on a teat path?
No, and I thought we fixed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sent. No, that was sent today. Maybe he tried it 3 days ago.
Yeah, I would imagine it's fixed. Vladlander says, ugh.
He does.
Pardon me. Can you give us a hint as to what the huts are near the chunk of Grimmsite? No.
Your people built them. They're offering you gifts, but they need to have them enlightened.
Johnny Killer says, I'm having an issue with Mr. A's. I sent in $20 via the mail 2 weeks and 3 to 4 days ago, and it still hasn't gotten to me. We keep getting pieces of mail from the continental United States that are taking like a month to get here, and I have no idea what the hell is up with that. The last time I processed the mail donations was, I believe, on Thursday. So it might have come in since then. I need to go to the post office tomorrow morning. And then I'll try to remember to go through them again tomorrow. But yeah, sorry. I mean, it's not at all outside the realm of possibility, though, that it has just taken 2 weeks for it to be delivered. So if it gets to be like 6 weeks, then we have something to worry about. Otherwise, it's probably just stuck in the mail.
As I told Johnny Killer repeatedly when he was messaging me, that really the only thing to do is just wait for it to show up. And we check the mail frequently. As soon as it gets to us, we'll get you the Mr. A.
Yep. Spinerology asks, so when will we give Hank his reparations? Also, when will you be rolling out NC-17 content?
17.
Well, once we have the extra profanity filter in, we'll probably have to do a pornography filter that just replaces all of the images with boobs.
We should give Hank 40 acres and a meat mule.
A ketchup mule?
I gave your mom 40 inches of meat mule.
Right, you had sex with her 20 times.
Ah, damn it. Yeah. give me 10 inches and make it hurt. So I fucked her 4 times and slapped her. Yeah.
Well,
oh, boy.
Weird. E-Tut says, I was wondering if either of you have heard about the guide for meat making on eBay. Would either of you care to comment on it? Worth it? Not worth it? Anything, really? There is no way any strategy guide for this game is worth any money, considering, one, it's really not that hard of a game, and two, sites like Coldfront and the KOL Wiki and all that stuff. So, no.
Kahufu says, will the drop rates at the Thunderdome ever change? Given most runs, even in hardcore, it'll take more turns to get the sphere than you'll reap in benefit from the boxes or maids. Well, I mean, you're not always supposed to have a clockwork maid or box. I mean, it's something that's like a bonus thing for later. Jill Bob says, hey man, the suspicious looking guy should like totally notice when you're tripping on those astral shrooms and like totally make some comment, man. No. Nobody can tell. Seriously,
you just
man,
think
you're cool.
Everybody
you're cool,
can
man.
Tell.
Nobody can tell. You're cool. Nobody in particular says, a lot of stuff has happened in the last few days. The Badger, the Comet, and sort of Jarlsberg Day. What's sort of Jarlsberg Day? Flubadub did a Jarlsberg holiday thing. Is there any upcoming content that is even better? All of it is even better, because we just keep on getting better.
I can say that there will probably never be an item of the month again that requires this much content.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there won't frequently be an item of the month that required as much content writing as this one did.
Yeah, because that was a shitload of work, almost none of which was done by me. Ha ha.
Yeah, every June for no particular reason.
Nearly Meatless Nick says, do you give awards for having awesome names? Yeah, but not to people who ask for them. Sorry.
And, yeah.
La Gioconda says, if Jick didn't announce that he was going on the air, would anyone care? Similarly, if Jick announced that he was going on the air in a forest and no one was around to hear it,
would
the tree still fall down?
Would there still be trouble in the forest?
Would there still be trouble with the trees?
Yeah.
Slowcore says, I'm a shared account trying to do a below 100 turn ascension. Is this doable? I don't know. That's an interesting question. We never really... I'm actually surprised that more people haven't explored the possibilities of doing those sort of, you know, first ascensions with... Because, I mean, you could basically just... not play any turns and send yourself food and booze and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat until your stats are, you know, until you level up to 11 or whatever. And then, I don't know how long it would take if you just played through all the quests and didn't have to worry about, you know, didn't have to worry about pulling anything, any items dropping or doing any leveling at all. I just don't know. I'm curious to see. I mean, I suppose, you know what I could do. I could select from Ascension's limit 1 to get the field names, and then I could, all right, order by turns taken limit 10 is what I could do, and of course we've got a whole bunch of zero turn Ascensions on the dev server. Let's say that you have to take at least 30 turns. Nope, still just a bunch of devsters and stuff. Although, actually, it looks like there's an account in here that I have never seen before that isn't us that did a 118-turn adventure and ascension. Let me see who that is. Because that's not... I see one name that isn't one of us.
One of us.
Oh. Ascension record number 1 was lost in the Great Time Catastrophe. The single fastest first ascension. Not... Oh, wow. Sorry, that dude. Man. Now I feel even guiltier about White Wednesday. Anyway, so apparently this guy, Zofer, X-O-F-E-R, did 118 turn 1. Another guy named Saucerer Dave did 143 turns. Let's see if his is actually in his history. Oh, weird. You know what? Never mind. It wouldn't show up on the Ascension history anyway. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, so there's really no way to prove it. Joe Bob says, I've heard rumors of familiar lifetime kills being implemented across Ascensions. In light of certain trophies, I was wondering if this was likely to be implemented soon. It wouldn't have any impact on any trophies, actually. It would just be basically separating kills from experience so that the arena would no longer need to be tracked separately. Although, that's tracked separately for leaderboards, which, you know, that's fine. TYOP says, my questions. What can we do to reduce the lag other than log in at 3 a.m. or not play at all? What's the best way to encourage everyone to do this? Well, the best way to encourage everyone to not play at all is please don't do that.
Right.
But really, it's not your responsibility to reduce the lag. It's ours, and we're working on it. I mean, it has been really bad because it's basically... The last 2 days have basically been exactly what would happen if we suddenly had 20% more people playing because we were down 20% of our capacity. So... So, I mean, basically, it should be back to the way it was a week ago, at least, although it might even... pardon me. Given the really high number of... what's-its. I see. Mr. Magnifico points out which trophy the person's talking about, which I'm not going to spoil, but, you know, whatever. Although that's the kind of thing that I'm just not going to take into account when I'm deciding what to do on the back end mechanically. You know, trophy, whatever. LSK says, why can't we have a volleyball fairy combo?
We do. Don't we?
The shaman.
Yeah, shaman was a volleyball fairy combo.
We don't have a... I mean, we don't have a two Mr. A volleyball fairy combo, I guess, but... Yeah.
It's overpowered. That's why we had to put the MP cost in for the shaman. And, you know, since we did it for a one accessory item of the month, it would be kind of lame to do it as a two accessory item.
Yeah. Gleemax says, does the text of the One-Eyed Knoll intentionally reference Cannibal the Musical? I'm sure that it does.
Yes, it does. You really need to see that, Jack.
I have.
Oh, then you need to see it again.
Well, why?
Get on that.
I did. I watched it. It was good. It was a spadoinkle day, the day that I watched that. Griffin P. says that he loves the black and white reference at the creator today. Kudos to whoever put that in there. It's actually not a black and white reference. It's an ActRaiser reference. Good old ActRaiser. That was one of my favorite Super Nintendo games. ActRaiser and EVO were probably my favorite Super Nintendo games ever. Because I like being fish, and then you get to be a bigger fish, and then you get some big fish teeth, and then you get, like, a thing on your nose, and then it breaks off, and you're like, fuck, that cost me 100 points. And then you're like, I'm never buying that goddamn thing again, and then you get even bigger teeth, and then you're like, damn it, I just got some armor, and it slowed me down, and then you're like, I'm going to get a big fin, and then you're like, well, crap, now I can't catch the sharks. And then you're like, I'm going to turn into a donkey one day, and everything will be great. That was exactly how I played it, too. I was like, man, that game is fun. I really just want to play it again. So, you mean buy an SNES and find a copy of the game cartridge legally? Gleeb says, a few shows ago you were talking about how lame the rib of the Boner Dagon was compared to the Boner Dagon necklace. How about making the rib one-handed to even it out? No, I want it to be a regular staff. Once we put in the chef staves, then there will be some chef stave of the Boner Dagon thingy.
I still think
it would be neat to be able to build an entire Boner Dagon out of all the Boner Dagon bones. Left scapula of the Boner Dagon. Left third rib of the Boner Dagon. And then all of his teeth individually.
We'd have to write incisor of the Boner Dagon.
We'd have to make them
maybe we should do another, a different monster like that, because the Boner Dagon, you know, he's got, like, the boss drops. Brass drops. Brass balls.
I put in the magnifying glass for the fine
stash. Oxum. Oxum. And
auction.
Rob Mortar says, hey, can you all answer the question to get the new shit? I guess I can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, we should do the thing with the break. What should we listen to?
Give me something to break. Yeah.
I just don't know
what you have. Throw in some R.E.M.
Huh. How about Life's Rich Pajot?
Jason's Rich Pajot.
Grand Moff's Rich Tarkin. Begin to Begin, These Days, Fall on Me, and Swan Swan H. And that gives us 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12-ish minutes of music, which will...
12-ish minutes of Elvish music.
I'm going to enjoy not having my ass hurt for a while I stand up.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah, apparently. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes, kids.
Time. Swan, hummingbird, hurrah, we're all free now.
we're back.
Well, all right.
Reading about the good old GNAA on Wikipedia. Jack Vermicelli says, what do pirates put on their baked potatoes? You didn't get the joke. It was the link to the archives that says, what do pirates put on their baked potato? Archives. yeah. Tellurium says, seriously, Jack, why didn't you make the cerebral equipments into an outfit? We just didn't get around to it. Master Pain 330 says, my friend Bioman was hacked and had all his stuff stolen by Dildo of Wrath. Apparently he won't be getting his stuff back because Dildo of Wrath is a mod in training. Is this really fair? Okay, there's absolutely no way that somebody named Dildo of Wrath is going to be a mod. And when he didn't get hacked, he got his password guessed. And when you get your password guessed and somebody takes all your stuff, we don't have any way of knowing that you didn't give them your password, and, you know, they're just not going to get your stuff back. If we dealt with all of those cases when somebody gets screwed over by somebody else, we would never do anything else. So, you know, cases where it's bad, sometimes we'll punish the people who did it, especially if they're douchebags. But, yeah, sorry, man. But no, Dildo of Wrath is not a mod in training.
Yeah, I got a message from that guy who was saying, like, I see you're not punishing him because he's really tight with Jake and he's a mod in training. And I was just like, no, we're not punishing him because it wasn't that somebody guessed a KOL password address. It was a password. It was somebody guessed his email account's password.
Yeah.
It's like, at some point, you removed enough steps from us that we really shouldn't have to do anything about it. If somebody guesses your email password, too bad. Like, if somebody guesses your PayPal password and spends some of your money, I'm not sure that PayPal's got your bag.
I don't know. They might, but, you know, it's money. It's not, you know, some game. Zekian says, if you don't see Baron von Ratsworth, can you still get the Smurf Smurf trophy? No. But you can't miss Baron von Ratsworth. Xenophil points out that you can miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You know, I watched part of 8 Mile. I'd never seen it. And the rap battle scene was actually good. I like freestyle rap battles.
Hey, I mean, the movie itself was kind of whatever, and especially the love story part, but whenever they were rapping, it was kind of groovy.
You know, I had no idea that girl was that girl.
Brittany Murphy?
Yeah, like, I don't think that I ever would have made that connection, although I never actually saw any movies with her in it other than Clueless. Was she? Who was she in Sin City?
I'll cut your little pecker off.
I don't remember anything about Sin City except a lot of people get shot in the dick. And every time the guy from Carnival would come on the screen, and same when I was watching Terminator 3, all I could do was say, God damn it! Some bitch! Because that's all he says in Carnival. God damn it, some bitch. And then somebody else will say titties over and over again.
Yeah.
That's what Carnival is like. It's like, God damn it, some bitch titties is to Carnival what cocksucker is to Deadwood. Which, yeah, there's an analogy for you. Jedi Knight Amu 902005 says, so what are you going to do with the left side of the map where there is nothing?
There actually is a hidden zone there. You just haven't found it yet.
Yeah. Poppin' Popper says, hey JNS, I was wondering if you could make it so you were able to send, not trade, Golden Mr. Ace, so that I could send them to my other accounts so that they would be worth more to me. First of all, using GMAs on yourself via a multi is really kind of against the whole spirit of the GMA. Second of all, if we made it so, like, you know, there is a mechanism for you being able to send stuff but not trade it, and that mechanism is gift items, which are just a constant pain in the ass of the thorn in our side, because people just continue to try to trade them anyway, which would happen with Golden Mysteries if we made it like that. So that's not going to happen. Tim's and Tom says, a politician is you. What's your position on gays and lesbians? Hey, controversy, here we come. Lesbians, super, super hot, as long as they're attractive. And gays, just don't care.
Yeah. I mean, if I were hit on by a man, who I would just feel kind of flattered that, hey, I'm hot to both genders, and I would take that in stride.
I mean, I'm a little grossed out by the idea of gay sex, and I think it's the same mechanism in your brain that makes it so you're grossed out when you think about, like, your grandparents having sex. I mean, it's just, hey, that's some sex that I don't want to have. You know, it's not...
Well, that just means that you're not gay. I mean,
that's
normal.
But, I mean, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong... I honestly don't think there's anything wrong with being uncomfortable around, like, public displays of faggotry, you know? I mean, I don't think that makes you a bad person to be like, I don't want to watch those two dudes making out, you know? Like, I don't know. I think everybody's too fucking sensitive. Except lesbians. I like the fact that they're sensitive because that means they make a lot of noises when they're touching each other in their sensitive bits. Mm. Man, I like lesbian porn. There's just nothing like it. Except more lesbian porn. And you know what? There is everything like it, because that's the best thing about the internet. You just never run out of lesbian porn. It's like this just beautiful fountain. Wait, I'm thinking of Tub Girl. So I was just reading Wikipedia about Tub Girl. It turns out it's orange juice. The rest of the series shows you that the liquid is actually orange juice. So now I'm just not grossed out at all.
That's a really inefficient way to get your vitamin C, kids.
Yeah. I've always felt like Tub Girl was not really all that gross. Like, Tub Girl's more interesting than... See, Lemon Party triggers both the ooh gay sex and the ooh old people sex parts of my brain. Yeah, Xenophobe got me with Lemon Party. I'd never heard of it before, and he got me to look at it in chat a couple years ago. That's the only time that ever actually happened. Like, I discovered Goatse independently in my own research. Tub Girl I was told about in context. And actually, I had seen Tub Girl because it was on Rotten.com's, like, Fuck of the Month thing, where it was just all the sick sex pictures for a long time. Yeah. Poppin' Poper says, hey, J and Ass, haha, that was a Freudian slip, indicating that you're an ass. You're an ass. I asked in February about this auction house idea, and Jake spun off on this thing about World of Warcraft, and Scully didn't care. So are you planning on making one / planning on or not? I don't know. We never think... We never really get anywhere when we talk about it. Like, I, for one, like the idea of replacing the flea market with an auction house that's searchable by category, because I feel like that's something that neither the mall nor the auction house actually helps, you know, people with. What did I say? Neither the mall nor the auction house? Yeah. Okay, well, that's something that neither the mall nor the non-existent auction house nor the flea market helps with. I posted in this thread where people were talking about the flea market. I was like, you know, can you give me any compelling arguments to keep the flea market? I don't remember if I believed that any of them were particularly compelling. I don't think that I did. I don't think that Riff did. But that said, we just haven't gotten around to doing it. So I would rather work on, you know, game content than that. But yeah, I mean, if we did it, it would pretty much be exactly on the World of Warcraft model, where it wouldn't tell you when the auction was over, so we wouldn't have just hordes of sniping bots. That's actually less bad than the hordes of snipe hunting bots.
Yeah, because their activity is just completely pointless, and yet they continue.
Yeah. Fred Levi says, as if this hasn't been asked millions of times before you read this, do you have a name for that mini moon up there? We've been calling it the Hamburglar, but the more that I think about that, the more I think we maybe shouldn't officially call it the Hamburglar, because Grimace is a word and Ronald is a name, but putting Hamburglar in there puts it pretty firmly in the, like, McDonald's hamburger. The ham rapist. It's actually a piece of bashy up there.
Rimister sounds kind of bad.
Gonad. Gonad and Strife. Yeah, I don't know. If McDonald's asks us to rename it, I mean, we could name one of them Fuck You and one of them McDonald's. Or one of them Ray and one of them Croc. They could just keep changing names like the stats used to. Do you guys remember that when every time the character pane refreshed, the names of the stats would change?
Except for Moxie.
Except for Moxie. It was just always Moxie. Oh, boy. Back in the day. Walla Walla 23 says, can you make something to measure fullness, and how do you type with boxing gloves on? Carrado says, who does the acapella Smells Like Teen Spirit cover? Rumal Nurku. And apparently you can't find anything doing a Google search for that artist or band or city. Whatever Rumal Nurku is. But if you do, I'm pretty sure we've been through this. If you do a search for Smells Like Teen Spirit covers in Google, and one of the first links should be this April Winchell multimedia thing, and in there is a link to that version of the song, and it says, like, ring dingy gadang gadang or something. Frumble says, is this new little moonlet going to affect the mushroom cycle? You'll find out. Bunya Pandler says, what are the chances of you getting the servers by the end of June? If that's not happening, when will it happen, if at all? I don't know. I would actually say that the chances are not that bad. I mean, if he's actually going to be able to get me the quotes tomorrow, it's possible that it might only take them like a week to actually build the boxes and burn them in. And then really the way that Geff has things going now, it should only take like an hour or so to actually like get the machines ghosted. However, I think that actually, now that I think about it, adding those machines is going to make hosting considerably more expensive, because we're at the very, very top. Well, the thing is, we're using an entire rack's worth of power plus some, so they're not putting anything else in the rack that we're in. They can't really sell it to anybody else without doing another, like, $1,000 worth of electrician work, right? So it's not a big deal, but we're, like, also sort of not drawing attention to it, because I'm like, hey, I wanted to talk about reserving the rack, and he was like, you know, pretty much is reserved because you guys are using so much power, but what that means is if we want to put any more boxes in there, because we're already running at, like, 18 out of 20 amps just all the time. And so if we put any more machines in there, we're going to have to get more wiring done. So I don't actually know. I feel like it went pretty quickly when we did it the first time. I mean, I feel like the entire process, once I actually wrote some checks, only took like a month. So, I mean, yeah, it's possible that it could be done by the end of June. The other thing is, I'm going to be out of town for a good bit of the rest of June, and so is Mr. Skullhead. What with the marrying did you?
Yeah.
Bobby No Pants says, the easiest way to tell Zeno and Riff apart is that Riff sounds cuter. Riff. Bobby No Pants thinks you're cute, Riff. O'Grady asks if we like Stephen Lynch.
I like Liam Lynch.
Who's Stephen Lynch? Oh, is he the what if the guy from Smashing Pumpkins lost his car keys? Yeah, okay. Having heard only that song, I fucking love that guy. Is he related to Liam Lynch?
Which is weird, because that's pretty similar to what Liam Lynch does on his album.
Yeah.
Just kind of make fun of other artists.
Does he write and make bets and make other arties' dreams come true?
What the hell are you talking about?
I never told you about Donnell Hicks.
No.
Or showed you this. This was the weirdest fucking thing. This kid, like, I say a kid, but I think he was older than us at the time. He's probably like this black dude in his late 20s shows up at our door when we lived at this apartment asking us if we want to buy any of his poetries, telling us that he's written about 150 poetries and that he had them for sale, and he had this little info sheet with like stuff about him, and it was this weird, it was like thing that done in like Word or something with this weird clip art border and a picture of the dude, and then just this incomprehensible paragraph of text about him, and it was the one of the sentences, like the sentence that describes what he wants to do with his life, is I want to write, make bets, and make other arties' dreams come true. Which,
wow,
what the fuck? Write, make bets. Like write, comma, make bets. Somebody thought maybe write mad beats or write and make beats. Like, huh. But. Yeah, it's very strange. He also wrote in pencil on the sheet of paper, Donnell.com, which just didn't exist. It was like, if I had a website, this is what it would be called. Like, I mean, you know what, Donnell, if you're listening, we miss you. No, I don't think anybody bought any of his poetry. Disco Banjo stood out there talking to him for a long time after we'd gone inside, because we were living next door at the time. He like knocked on both of our doors at the same time. It was a strange, strange thing. I need to scan that. I hate to, because I don't want to like make fun of the guy. Because, well, I don't know. I don't know if you can be sympathetic for somebody that crazy. He does have dreams. He wants to write and make bets. Gleeb says, please tell me there's no astral gravy fairy for us to have headaches over trying to solve.
No.
Oh, there is not.
No, there is.
Or is there? No.
Yeah, it's
was this the end for The Simpsons? No, it wasn't. Or was it? Yeah. Fred Levi says, the astral mushroom looks so much like the space mushroom. Why not make a Katamari reference? We all love Katamari, you know. I don't love Katamari. Damn it. Hey, guys, I'm dicking with microphone cables again. One of these days, we're going to get this such that me kicking shit under my desk doesn't just make all the sound stop.
Are we back?
But that day is not today. Yes, we are back.
Okay.
I believe. Talk, Mr. Skullhead.
Talk.
All right. Astral mushroom wine equals absinthe, says Menden. Oh, that's an interesting idea. That's the way that we could put
Astro Mushroom Wine plus Istanbul's Tears equals absent.
Oh, yeah, we need to get Istanbul's Tears. Am I getting some messages about being quiet? No. Yeah. Disco Rabbi says, Jack, have you ever considered making stars and lines interchangeable with a wand? I know it's not a popular demand, but it gets annoying when you keep getting only one or the other. No, because we don't, in general, with drops, want sets of two items in wand groups, only if there are outfits or specific things that we've put in to solve some specific like rarity issue. Yeah. King James says, can you put some pikes in the game in order to kill the horsemen of the apocalypse when they come tomorrow? Actually, tomorrow everybody's account that doesn't have a plexiglass pike equipped gets disabled.
Right. Oh, did we put in that new accept Christ as your Lord and Savior button?
Yes, we did.
And everyone who did that gets their account disabled because they They got taken up in the rapture and only the unbelievers are left.
It's like left behind. Poncho says, Jake, please settle an argument for us. What is the sinister dodecahedron a reference to? It's just the Borg dodecahedron.
And whenever we need a polygon or a solid of any particular number of sides, dodecahedron's the way to go, because that's just a great word. Dodecahedron.
Gorblack says, one of my door hinges are broken. What do I do besides rhyme it with my oranges Hadouken?
Wow.
A naked juice says butt cords are corduroys you wear on your ass, as opposed to
those corduroy chaps you have.
I mean, I guess I have a corduroy jacket.
Is it long enough to touch your butt?
I guess.
Is it a long jacket?
Would you go with your short skirt?
Gorblack says, can we jab? Hell. No, but you can nip, kike, and spick. Wop. Gorblack says, can we zap scrumptious reagents into scrumptious Reagans? I don't recall whether we were going to do that or not. Where are my jelly beans? Haha, Reagan jokes. Gorblack says, you can only watch one episode at a time, really, and the episodes usually end once every half hour. Yeah, I know, but you'd think that there wouldn't just be a fade from one episode to another.
I found that confusing, too.
I think they're just trying to fade you.
It really is the way the DVD works, right? I mean, there's just no... It does not tell you when one episode ends and another begins.
Yeah, if you do play all, which is what you do if you're going to watch a couple of them in a row, it just... There's no indication. No.
That's obnoxious. Which Levi asks if I have a lava lamp, and if so, is there a lava lamp in KOL? Lava lamps are cool. There is no lava lamp in KOL. I have a lava lamp here that I won in Vegas for $1. It is small, but it was $1. $1.
How many dollars was it?
$1.
Did you want it for that dollar?
Armax says, the second creep show is why I'll never swim in a lake again. I've been in that lake.
That was filmed in our hometown. Yeah. The lake is actually such that even though it doesn't have a toxic oil monster in it, it did give a pretty serious skin rash to the actors who swam in it.
Which lake was that? Was it the one? Was it like Watson Lake or was it?
I don't think it was Watson, but it was one of those up there.
Because Watson Lake was the lake that me and this guy that I used to work with built a raft and went out on Watson Lake.
I'm trying to be Tom Sawyer.
Sort of, yeah. No, it was cool. We figured out that the raft would have supported 1,600 pounds of people, of Soylent Green. In case we needed to eat for a long time. No, we made it out of these big plastic 55-gallon oil drums and like pallets from a grocery store, and it was so goddamn seaworthy, like the same seaworthiness. Seriously, man, we went out and then this guy, other guy that we worked with, came out and like pulled us around in his motorboat and got stoned. And
you should have taken it down the Mississippi with your friend N-word Jim.
N-word Jim. That's pretty funny if they actually reprinted those.
That's a Family Guy thing.
It was okay because Mark Twain's black.
Yeah. And Ari, send me a K-mail telling me about your Radio Rent project. I'm pretty sure Jake is not interested because it involves singing and rent. So, yeah, I'd love to help you out.
Yeah, I hate paying my rent and singing. If I lived in a place where you had to sing to pay the rent, I'd move back into my house.
Do you mean singing while paying your rent, or singing in lieu of paying?
Singing,
your rent?
You know, singing the rent is just you have to sing.
Oh, that would be awesome. Unless it was nonstop.
Gouges asks why couldn't we use the observatory to find ghost riders in the sky? Yippee ki yay, yippee ki yo.
I can fly twice as high.
I can rope twice as many ghost steer. Goku says, if you could make a movie out of any video game and not have it suck, which one would it be? Um,
I don't know that Myst would be a good movie. Just a guy walking around solving puzzles totally by himself.
A game with one character, a movie with one character, that'd be interesting.
I would say that a Half-Life movie would have the potential to be pretty good if they stayed true to the just Gordon Freeman never speaks part of it. I think that could be really cool, actually.
As much as I don't really enjoy playing the Zelda games, I wouldn't mind seeing somebody do a good Zelda movie. And also, in as much as I have never really played Final Fantasy III, I think that would make a good movie, too.
Really? What with Sabin and, Sabin?
And Ketshi. No, wait, that would be Seven.
They should do a movie of the video game that was based on
the
Spider-Man movie.
Ooh, that would be great. Actually, I think Mario Brothers would make an awesome movie.
No, he's been dead for a long time. Dennis Hopper to play King Koopa. That's so weird. I don't think I ever played Incredible Crisis. And Topazto says, I'm El Faba Fabalafe. My son, Adanan, says, hi. Can you say hi back? He's almost three. Hi, and sorry for everything you just heard.
hi, and please stop naming your mom's accounts for her.
El Faba Fabalafe. I like that name.
It does kind of roll off the tongue.
And Naked Juice says, I can't believe Xenophobe's real name is Greta. Neither can I. I'm not entirely sure where that came from, but,
You know, the weird thing is, Riff's real name is Hansel.
Oh, Mellowcork says there wasn't an adaptation. The miniseries came first, and Gaiman later adapted it into a novel.
That's right. Gaiman wrote the script, and he wasn't happy with the way it turned out filmed, so he wrote the novel. And apparently sometime in the next 2 years, it's going to be a feature film.
Huh.
I don't know, like a feature film like Mirror Mask with a $2 million budget or like an actual...
I bought Mirror Mask on DVD yesterday.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
It was cheap, and they had it at Target, which I thought was weird. I was just wandering around there looking for... I cannot find The Last Starfighter on DVD. And I think it's because The Last Starfighter is a terrible, terrible movie, and no one wants to buy or sell it, but... Ponjo says, Jake, if you ever make a KOL calendar, you should have a giveaway where somebody can win a year's supply of calendars.
get it? One?
Yep. Oh, boy.
The Last Starfighter on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I want to own it. I mean, I like... Timson Tom says, what do you actually do with all the money from Mr. A's? Well, it sits in a pile until I go to the bank, and then I convert it into real money, and then I give it away to everyone in the office.
Yeah, so keep sending those Canadian dollars in, just not the coins, because all we can do with those is, yeah.
Yeah, the coins I just have to hold on to until I go to Canada, which so far has only happened once. And I did play a lot of video games while I was there, so it was kind of handy. Melon Squeezer says, do the bonuses from the Possum and Blender apply to Chez Snooté and the Mini Micro Brewery, respectively? Yes.
And respectively.
The Gunrun asks if we know anyone who owns a hybrid. I own a hybrid,
duck and cow.
Yes. I was going to say, like, John Stewart's joke, he owns a hybrid Hummer Escalade.
If I were buying a new car,
would you? My worry about a hybrid is that the battery would...
Then it would just run off
again. Yeah, but the battery... The thing is that in electric cars, the batteries are the majority of the cost of the car, and they only last, like, 3 or 4 years, based on what I've found out from people who've actually, like, done a lot of research into it. So, I don't know.
Considering that I'm not going to be in market for another car for another...
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Vermicelli points out, if you're down 20% capacity, isn't it like 25% player load instead of 20? Yeah, it is. So, anyway, that's a little better. Neville Denjacobi says, fuck the pilot fish light. That thing was useless. Yep.
The Gunrun asks if we've ever seen sliders. Yeah, that was really good until it went on to the Sci-Fi Channel. And then the new adventures of the sliders was kind of lame. If Jonathan Rhys Davis jumps your ship, then your ship is sinking. Sinking.
Who's Jonathan Rhys Davis?
And my axe.
Oh, God, dwarven comic relief.
Yes.
Tater's Choice says, you make a lot of references to old video games. Are you a retro gamer? I am. Well, I'm old, and I played a lot of video games growing up.
Yeah, I was going to say we're less retro gamers and more just gamers who are over 25.
Yeah. Zoud says, Jick, I've played 3VO like 6 times myself. However, I always found that being a bird was best. Humans sucked. Also, cheers, ActRaiser. Cheers, ActRaiser 2. Dear EVO, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Robot Porn says, in light of your enjoyment of EVO, are you excited about Spore? I have to say that I have not been less excited about a video game ever than I am about Spore. Like, I just...
Oh, yeah, because you don't like
Yeah, I don't. I guess entirely it. I do not like games that don't have goals, and so it's like, you know, I hate The Sims. I just don't understand why anyone would ever spend more than a couple hours playing The Sims. And
I can go for an entertaining game with no set goals, but The Sims is not that thing. As you described it, I think it's trick the retard into taking a bath, which takes 2 hours, then trick the retard into peeing, which takes an hour, and washing his hands, which takes 2 hours. It's like, wow, I hardly ever get anything done in a day of sim time, but it's because it takes him a fucking half an hour to wash his hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Does he say something about hybrids? My friend told me about the batteries in hybrids. He said anything I save on gas would go towards replacing the battery. I said, great, better put the money anywhere but the Middle East. Come on, the Middle East is cool.
No, it's probably pretty warm.
What'd they ever do to us? So, the whole Spore thing, I don't really feel like it's anywhere near as exciting as they say it's going to be anyway. Like, I feel like they're, you know, like, look, in this example it looks like this, but it could look like anything. But I think, really, no, it couldn't. You know, I mean, I have a feeling that, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's hard for me to believe that anything is going to deliver on what it's promising. And even if it did, I just don't. I mean, I'm sure that I will buy it, and I'm sure that I will play it for a couple... I mean, because I bought The Sims. After a few years, after it was, like, the most popular thing ever, I bought it, and I played it for 4 or 5 hours, and then I was just like, okay, I am just done with this. I never want to play this or any game by this guy ever again. I shouldn't say that. Although, I don't know that Will Wright has actually ever made anything that I liked.
Yeah, I
did play a lot of SimCity 2000. I feel like SimCity 2000 was exactly as complicated as SimCity ought to be. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. See, like, whereas Peter Molyneux, like, he does the big promises and, you know, frequently does not deliver a la Black and White, which just tried to be too many things and sucked at all of them. And, you know, it's... But, that said, Dungeon Keeper 2 was one of my favorite PC games. So, you know, he's capable of making stuff that I really like. Although there were some seriously dissatisfying things about Dungeon Keeper 2. I would like to see Blizzard make Dungeon Keeper, and then it would be very good. But, you know, maybe I'd like to see Asymmetric make Dungeon Keeper, because I really... Yeah, you're like the bad guy sort of, and you get like imps to dig out rooms for you, and then you set one room to be like the lair room, and then monsters come in for. Yeah, a long time ago. We should have a Redundant Swami says, I never knew Jick's real name is Mary.
Mary with the what?
Fred Levi says, if you like EVO so much, maybe it might show up on the Wii's virtual console. Wow, is the selection of that dependent on my preferences?
Yeah,
because it's cool. It's like the perfect thing for me. Freakware says, I know the feeling of trying to find old school movies on DVD. I've been trying to find Gleaming the Cube for years. I mean, I suspect that I could probably order The Last Starfighter on Amazon. It's just that I've been so many places that should have had it, and I just kind of wanted to buy it and go home with it. Canada Joe 101 says, do you guys at Asymmetric think it's stupid that people keep making razors with more than three blades? And are the other blades only to take off that extra layer of skin? I have to say that the last improvement to the Mach 3 is the best razor I've used. It's got the like weird kind of sandpaper thing that like stretches your skin out like that. I like the Mach 3, and now that I don't ever have to really go anywhere or do anything in front of anybody, it's worth the money to use them because I only shave like once every week and a half.
So yeah, I use the Mach 3 for the head and face because the hair doesn't get stuck in it in a way that it does in pretty much any other blade that I've tried. But yeah,
Amplitude is upgraded to the 5-blade fusion. He's a fancy lad, yeah.
I have no idea. It disturbs me that there is a 5-bladed razor. It disturbed me when they put a fucking battery in the razor to make it vibrate.
Yeah, that was kind of nuts.
That seems
like,
really odd to me.
Like, dangerous, yeah, but it. I tried it. I was like, I mean, surely this is not just like because I thought, oh, great, it's like shaving with an electric knife.
Yeah,
but like, oh no. Surely they wouldn't sell it if it just started cutting you as soon as you touched yourself with it. So I mean, I got one because they didn't have the regular Mach 3, and I was like traveling and didn't have the handle with me for it, and it was just stupid. I mean, it's like, yeah, it just. It just vibrates, and that's it.
And it's less, it's not even so much that these things exist now, it's wondering where the ceiling on it is. Like, there's 10 blades that are 2 microns apart. And yeah, the thing that looked like 4 harmonicas stacked on each other.
There was an old Mad magazine where it was a razor with, like, 2 handles and just this string of blades, and you just go, and you were done.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Well, they have to give you the one razor on the back so you can shave your freaking mustache.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. I find it difficult to get under my nose with the Mach 3, but I've figured it out. I mean, I kind of do a stretchy face, and I...
The Quattro was fucking awful. It was just like, is shaving too easy for you and not painful enough? Try the Quattro. I couldn't get under my lip at all with it without just cutting my lip.
Like to shave your tongue?
Yeah.
Or your teeth?
So maybe under my nose was what I was looking for there.
Kiddo Dark says, when is the radio show of Phoenix and the other girl where they make fun of other people's relationships? I recall Jake mentioning it a while back. That isn't what they do. Okay, I guess it kind of is. Anyway, it's Tuesday nights at... like, let's say that it's 8 o'clock right now. Their show is Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. It's Phoenix and Nama. It's actually Nama's show with co-host Phoenix. But, you know, we know that Phoenix is the cool one because she's the one that I'm married to instead of the one that I'm not married to. But, yeah, no, you should listen to it. It's cool. I like listening to it. It's like a radio show, except I get to listen to it. You know, like a talk show on Radio KOL. Because I don't listen to Amplitude's bullshit. Yeah. Armex says a movie of Dragon's Lair would be the shit. Actually, just watching a cartoon that was every scene of Dragon's Lair solved with no cuts would be... That'd be a good movie. I would pay to see that in a theater. Although, I have a feeling it would only be like 10 minutes long. Yeah, I never actually... This sucks. I bought... One of the things that I was the most excited about that I'd ever been excited about in my life was finally getting a CD-ROM drive in, like, 1995 so that I could buy the Dragon's Lair port for the PC. And I bought it, and I played it, and it was awesome. I just played the shit out of it, and it was great. And then like a year later, they released a Dragon's Lair, Dragon's Lair 2, and Space Ace set, but all the goddamn scenes were in the wrong order. They were the worst quality video. It was so much worse than the one from like the year before. It was impossible to tell what was going on, and they just, it was like they played the scenes in totally random order. It was unplayable, and I was so pissed off. Maybe there is a good version of it now, and maybe I can find that somewhere. But yeah, I never actually played Dragon's Lair 2, I don't think.
I played it, they had it in the arcade, but it didn't take long before the stick got busted.
Also, it's so expensive to play Dragon's Lair in an arcade. The thing about the computer is you can keep fucking up over and over again, you know? Slam Slipstick says, Katamari Damacy, the movie. No.
I would watch like a 5-minute CGI thing in which there was Katamari in semi-realistic looking CG, but I would think that would get a little tedious.
Did you see the CGI test for the Transformers movie for Optimus Prime?
Yeah. There's a clip out there that's a transforming Optimus Prime. It's not actual test footage from the movie, though. No, it's some company trying to get in as the special effects company for the movie.
Was that... They were doing something like that at last year's Comic-Con, right? Wasn't there some Transformers?
Well, they just had the giant 18-wheeler parked in the middle of the convention hall.
Yeah. So the Comic-Con preparations are getting up. Pretty soon, we will know... You know what, those sons of bitches, they called me today, told me I needed to fill out this form and send it to them, which they keep saying, you know, well, you got to have this form sent in by June 8th, and we'll make the form available to you on June 7th. It's like, I don't understand the way this works, but she was like, you can find this form unless you just want me to email it to you. And I was like, yeah, go ahead and email it to me. And she was like, okay, what's your email address? And I told her, and then I just realized she didn't fucking send it. So now I have to remember what the form is, I guess. And
did you find out where to
send the form? Yeah, well, I was able to send yours in. It might be that Riff is the only one of us going. We have no exhibitors and only one professional. Anyway, the Cyclops says, name it Gonad, because then when you finally make us able to go to the moons, you can make a bad joke that there is strife on Gonad. Ubermonkey says, have you ever seen www.supermodelsfart.com? Yeah, I actually looked at that. I'd seen that picture before, but not on that context. I don't think there's any sound on it, but man, that picture is foul. Just drinking canned corn right out of the can.
You know what? The worst part of that picture is the stain on the couch. What the fuck is that?
Strong Bad Ben EX says, the gingham blouse is about as confusing as the rat head balloon. It looks like some kind of hat. Maybe because I've never seen a blouse.
It's like a midriff shirt with long sleeves. I don't understand why that would be confusing to you.
Yeah, and it's probably tied in the bottom, like underneath the corn-fed titties. Corn-fed titties.
And I don't care.
Hey. I'm seeing if KMD is reddish. Or radish. Griffin P says, how are the last three level 15 skills coming out? Moving along, I hope. Sort of, yeah. We haven't done a lot of work on it since this whole event thing. This wasn't supposed to be nearly as big a deal as it was. Just happened. Oh, but it was really, I mean, it was cool. I'm glad that it happened. Jeffrey Duke says, okay, JNS, I got a joke for you. What do you call a group of whales singing? An iPod. You can keep that one. No, thanks. You can have it back.
Right.
Griffin P says, congratulations, Scully, on all the new funny attack/mistext.
I do my best.
Now playing says, Jake, with a 12-minute break in the show, now I can only say that it's 9 dozen minutes of X with you and Scully.
Yeah. There's always been at least a 10-minute break in there.
Not always, but...
Well, in the beginning there wasn't, and then we just had to wait and then pee for like 10 minutes after we were done.
Yeah, that sucked. Especially because we only had one bathroom. And one
and then we kept crossing the streams.
I know. And then Zool got all angry at us. Man, I really wish that had ended the way that it was originally supposed to. That it wasn't supposed to be that woman. It was supposed to be like a dude in a suit. I forget who they had cast as the dude in the suit. Might have been like Paul Rubens.
They were trying to get Bowie. I remember.
That would
choose the form of the destroyer, Bruno. I don't even know what's evil anymore. All right, I need to play a song. I'm going to play Superman from that same R.E.M. album.
Oh,
all right. We'll see you kids next week.
Good night, folks.